Since the pandemic began in March, Pennsylvania and Philadelphia officials have been pointing to contact tracing as a key tool in containing the spread of COVID-19. But neither the city nor the state has invested enough into the process to make it work as advertised. WHYY's Nina Feldman and Alan Yu report on the consequences of shortchanging the system.
When people say contact tracing doesn't work, they usually blame it on people being squeamish about giving their personal information to strangers. They might not answer the phone when an unknown number calls. But none of that's a problem for Matt Katz. He's a journalist who lives in Philly, and he always answers the phone.
They had all my information. When I filled out the form, I'd put my cell phone number, I put my email address. I could not be easier to find.
Katz tested positive for the coronavirus back in October, and he isolated right away. He expected the city to call him to start contact tracing any minute, but they never did. So in the meantime, he started doing it himself.
I racked my brain and tried to remember everywhere I had been, and I called my dentist. I called my barber because I got a rare quarantine haircut during that time. I called a friend that I had had an outdoor lunch with.
Just a few days later, Philadelphia Health Commissioner Tom Farley announced that the number of new cases being recorded per day had exceeded the city's ability to contact trace. Philadelphia was now asking everyone to do what Katz just did and trace themselves.
We simply don't have the manpower to do individual case management for every case that's being reported today, given the very large numbers.
The state's army of contact tracers has also had trouble keeping up with the pace of positive tests. During one recent week at the beginning of November, its team only reached 24% of new cases.
Contact tracing can work if you have enough people and money for the job. Johns Hopkins University and NPR estimated in August that Pennsylvania would need more than 3,000 contact tracers. The state currently has about 1,000. Emily Gurley is an epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins.
The people that I know working on the front lines in public health are completely exhausted and are being put in an unwinnable position where they are held accountable for what happens, but not given the resources to do their job.
In some countries, contact tracers were able to help contain the virus, but a few key things were different. One was the relationship with government. In South Korea, for example, the government has far more access to personal information, like cell phone location data and credit card transactions. So it was easier to find people who have been in contact with someone who later tested positive. In Japan, a well-funded public health workforce, including contact tracers, was ready when the pandemic hit. But a recent analysis from Kaiser Health News found that in the U.S., state and local funding for public health has gone down since 2010, and Pennsylvania spends among the least per person on public health.
There's also this idea that COVID-19 may not actually be that well suited for contact tracing. Bruce Davidson is a pulmonologist who worked on tuberculosis control in Philadelphia during the 1990s. He says contact tracing worked well for TB because people had incentive to participate.
You say, look, if you have this, I will cure you, no charge, make you safe. And if you do have it, I'll test the people you know and make them safe. For these people in this disease, all you can say is, you have to quarantine for 10 days. And everybody you know and been around, they have to quarantine too.
Still, public health experts say it would be much worse if there were no contact tracing. And it's not just the tracing that's important. Sometimes a phone call from a contact tracer is the first time someone finds out they could have COVID-19. Kaylee Langang is a contact tracer for the North Dakota Department of Health.
You build a relationship with these people. You are the person that they call before they go into the hospital trying to figure out if they should go.
It's because of support like this that Matt Katz in Philadelphia wanted to be contact traced.
Making our way through this pandemic is up to us on our own, and we need government's help. And this was something that they told us that they were going to help us with. And at least in my case, they did not help.
Nina Feldman.
And Alan Yu, WHYY News.